We're in Siman Shin Samach Beis. We're up to Sifyut Aleph, and we will be completing the Siman. Sifyut Aleph, Mao Tzuras HaPesach. What is a Tzuras HaPesach? We said a Tzuras HaPesach works even for a pirtz of more than 10 amis, except for the Rambam who holds that you need Omed Merubah LaParetz. Kona Mikan, V'kona Al Gabeihem. That means that what you need is Tula Chayayim. Here we call them Konim. A lechi on one side, a lechi on the other side, and then one on top of them. Afilu eino nogeya behem. Even if the karnal gabeim is not actually resting, it doesn't touch the tuluchayim. Elishesh behem kama ames. It is many ames up high. Ubavachi gova konim shemikan mikan yutfachim. Provided that the each of the lochayim is 10 tfachim high, so that you have a good asik. Once you have 10, we say that they keep going all the way up. V'yu mechuvonim keneged kana elyon. They should be aligned with the top one. That means that if you take each of the lochayayim and you actually draw a straight line up, and it would really be dependent on making a straight line up, and it would hit exactly where that kana on top is, so then it's good because of good asik. Yeah, so that is this first halacha. The halacha is that it works even if one of the lechayim is higher than the other one. Let's say one lechi is 10 tfachim and the other lechi is 20 tfachim. The halacha is if you have that line on top, it's good too. Now, what if you don't have a line on top, but you actually ran a string from one to the other, and they're not the same size, so the string is actually on an angle. What's the halacha there? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Sharetzion, brings down that's all right. And then he brings Reb Kiva Eger, who says that if it's very, if the angle is acute, if it's very noticeable, he's mistopic, if that is good enough. Now, how do you see to it that they're directly over it? So, Lamashal, if you're putting you're putting a string directly above the two, a lochayayim, they're touching lochayim, so you know that they're touching the lochayayim. Whereas when it's really on top, how do you really know that they're touching? If it's 10 amos up, I mean, what you'd have to do is drop a line from the top to know that it's there. I mean, today what's used is actually a laser level, because we have to go straight up, and if you want to go straight up, then you need a level, but one that shoots a laser beam, and it will tell you whether or not it hits the string. It's got to be going over the top of each of the lochayim. Whereas if you do it from the middle of it, for example, you do it in the shape of a letter H, then it would not work. That is because these are supposed to be serving as a tzuras hapesach, as a doorway. That's not the way to make a doorway. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, so what happens if you have a thick lechi, and then you get it, then you have an abrupt stop, and it then begins another layer, which is thinner. And you have the string tied to that thinner one. So that's fine, because we count the bottom one as the real lechi, as long as it's 10 tfachim high, and the top one is considered sitting on top of it, even though it's in the middle of something else. Consequently, and the Mishnah Berurah mentioned such a case also, what's generally done is that you put a pole down there, and then you bang a nail into it, and you put the string wrapped around the nail going from one to another. So we don't look at the nail as part of the lechi. We'll look at the nail as being something else sitting on top of the lechi, so that the string is considered going over the lechi and not in the middle of it. The Mishnah Berurah also says that what if you wrap it around the side and then pull it over the lechi? That's also called being over the lechi. That's fine too. He also sends you to look at different shuvas with regard to using phone wires. There are several different chashas with using the phone wires. The first thing is that very often the way they work is that you have a pole, and then what you have perpendicular to the pole itself, you have these rods coming out of the sides. And the wires are connected to them, so it doesn't go over the pole altogether. if you do want to use that, what you have to do is put down like a barrel, and this way, if you go straight up, you're going to hit where the wire is. Other chashas that there are, as we'll see later, very often they do sway in the wind, and we'll see what the halacha is there. That's also not simple. Even in a case where you have it going to the pole and not to some something coming off the pole, but what happens is that it doesn't go over the top of the pole; it's to the side of the pole. So you would need something for a lechi underneath it, which again, a barrel is a very good idea. There's a very interesting Mishnah Brura who says, what happens if you made two lochayayim with a string going over them, and to support the string, what you did is you did two other lochayayim, and the string is coming from the middle of them. He says you should get rid of them because it's a michshol. People think that you're relying on the lochayayim that they're coming from the middle of. But really what you're relying on is the ones that it goes over. So you're supposed to lechatchila get rid of those other poles. Now further, v'tzar she'akadim shebitzdadim chazokin lekabel delis kolshu, these lechayayim have to be strong enough to accept any door. Afilu shel kash or shel konim, even a straw one. In other words, it doesn't have to be very strong at all. Avol kana shel gabon sagi bekolshu afilu b'gemi mahani. On top of them, you don't even have to have that little amount of kavana. If you stretch a piece of rubber across from one to the other, that's good enough. Now the Mishnah Brura mentions that even though the halachi is that the kana on top doesn't have a shear, it's got to be something that will be able to stand there in a ruach metsuya when the wind comes. It can't be something that the wind will knock over. On the sides, the halacha is that you can't even have something that the wind can move. With the top one, so the pashtus according to the Mishnah Brura brings the machzis ha-shekel. He says that it's allowed to be that the top one does move in the wind as long as it doesn't get totally blown away in the wind. So that the two uprights, those two lochayayim, can't even move in the wind. Whereas the string on top of it, according to the Matzah Shekel, is allowed to move in the wind as long as it's not going to get totally knocked away. The Mishnah Brura brings the Mishkan Os Yaakov, who argues. And he also passes in a case where the line sags. He says it's got to be straight and not sagging. Which, of course, according to him, would make the telephone wires problematic because many of them really do sag. Sifyud Beis, Kippa. Pirish, Shar, HaOsui Kekippa. You actually have a Shar, you actually have a gate, which is certainly a good Suras HaPesa. The problem is that the top is not straight. The top is round. As long as the two sides are 10 tefachim high, the fact that the top bends upward, that is not a problem. So that when you have the Mishkan Os Yaakov telling you that it can't sag, that's because it's going down. But if it's going up, that's actually the tzura of an entrance. That is like a regular shar, and that's fine.